it's Jamie, and I am here once again with my friend Christina Meyer from the Meyer Law Firm. Today we're going to talk about a very interesting case that Christina had regarding the importance of having a will and a power of attorney. First, Christina, let me say welcome.
Hi, Jamie.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
You were talking a little bit with me about a very interesting case of a gentleman who passed who really had nothing in place, correct?
Correct. In this particular situation, we are working with a distant relative of the decedent. The decedent was not married, did not have any children. His parents were deceased and he had no siblings.
Okay.
He had several cousins, some of which he knew, some he did not know.
Oh my goodness.
They were not close enough, or he didn't feel it important to share with his friends or his close relatives whether he had any documents in place, anything that would help during his life, such as a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy, or anything upon death, such as a will or a trust. So this person passed away and he has assets. We're trying to track them down.
Okay.
We ultimately were retained by one of his closest relatives.
Right, right.
Who is behind the eight ball here because there's assets that need to be gathered or taken in, marshaled, and protected, such as a home. We don't know if there's any will inside the house. And so it just really has turned into a difficult situation all around.
Wow. All right. So important. Will, power of attorney, letting people know where those documents are. Find out more. Christina really is the person you want to talk to, and she will walk you through all of it. You can contact Christina at 518-313-7809 or online at themeyerlawfirm.com. Meyer spelled M-E-I-E-R, themeyerlawfirm.com.